Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Intelligence, it's the ability to think abstractly, challenge the unknown, solve the impossible. And at the National Security Agency, it's about protecting the nation. A career at NSA offers the opportunity to work with the best, shape the course of the world, and secure your own future. Isn't it time to put your intelligence to work? That's the opening paragraph from the National Security Agency website in the Cyber Career Opportunities section. This is where you'd go online to learn about vacancies or apply for a job. This is the place that hired Edward Snowden. Snowden's a young man who revealed that he was paid to collect information on American citizens from the Internet, Microsoft, Facebook, Google, Verizon, and more. He basically bolted from his high-paid job to expose the practice of collecting information about U.S. citizens. Some liberals and libertarians hail his act as heroic. Others condemn him as a criminal for exposing our surveillance activities. I admit I'm pretty naive about cybersecurity and spying on computers and telephone calls. I was not surprised to learn that the NSA was amassing telephone records of every call made in the U.S., but I was surprised that a 29-year-old high school dropout could have a high-security job and make over $200,000 a year. Snowden dropped out of high school and admits he was not a stellar student. He attended a community college to get his GED, studied computing, but never completed the coursework. In 2003, he enlisted in the U.S. Army and began a training program to join the Special Forces. An accident forced his early discharge. He soon got his first job at an NSA facility, working as a security guard for a covert facility. From there, he went to the CIA, where he worked on IT security. By 2007, the CIA stationed him in Switzerland. His responsibility for maintaining computer network security meant he had a clearance to access a wide variety of classified documents. He later defected and announced to the world that this NSA information was being collected and misused. Congress was aware of the program's existence, but probably not its scope. Senator Angus King is an independent from Maine. He's only been in office 5 months. He said he was aware of the NSA program. We're now being reassured that there are numerous checks and balances on the information, but a reasonable person should still be suspicious. We're being assured that the system has prevented acts of terrorism and violence. I find that plausible. Dick Cheney said this system could have prevented the attacks of 9/11, and I believe that. I think of myself as a private person, but I need to reassess that in our modern world. I suppose researching this community comment put me on somebody's list somewhere for looking up cybersecurity jobs on the NSA website. I think college is important, but I'm glad there are good jobs out there that do not require a degree. But I do want proof that our security system will treat me like a person and not just a number. This is 786-9426 for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.